Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We're awaiting your calls, as we do for every phone segment, even the duck.
The duck's waiting, too.
Yep. Sauce a l'orange is waiting as well. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Get crispy. 888-723-4630.
Oh, feather your nest.
You know that scene in A Christmas Story when they go to the Chinese restaurant and have crispy duck?
I don't remember it.
Oh, it's a very funny scene. And it's something that a lot of us can relate to because we used to go occasionally, not every year, but we would go to a Chinese restaurant for Christmas Eve.
Like the Jews do.
And have, yeah.
Yes.
And have crispy duck. I love crispy duck.
I like actually, what's the one where you fold in the little pancakes and you, that's my favorite duck.
Mushu duck?
No. That's another one. That's good too. Mushu duck. No, I'm thinking of the, oh God, and I even had it in China. I'll think about it. Anyway.
Scallion pancakes.
You love it. With the little pancakes and they put it in and they put a little bit of onion in with it and they put the duck sauce on it.
They're scallion pancakes.
No. You put the meat inside the little white thing.
You put the lime in the coconut. You drink it all up.
So, on the chat board.
On that chat
board. Somebody was talking about our two streams. And they said, when my husband and I both tune in on our respective MacBooks, the two streams are not identical. And if I pull up the mobile app as well, that stream isn't in sync with either of the others.
Well, that's because...
Okay, here's the deal. Let me explain. No, I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
You could have 10 rooms down a hallway, and each room has a different computer in it, right? And they're all listening to eBay Radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of them will be in sync because it has to do with your computer, your internet service provider, the type of operating system you had. It's a lot of things. And that's why even if you're on the same IP address, it won't always sync. Because it's got to go through space. One thing you should know about us is we use fiber optics for our stream. Nothing ever happens to that grip. There's no burps. There's no nothing in it. So it is perfectly smooth. So the vagaries you're seeing are
our
just...
network.
Exactly.
Right. So the networks, not every network is going to be on the same speed. And if it's not on the same speed, it would be impossible to have them sync.
Absolutely impossible.
But they're the same content. You're just getting it at different times. So that's why you choose one and listen to it, so you're not getting confused. It's why we tell you, don't have your radio on when you call the show, because it's definitely not going to sink in, and you're going to be going, a-bidah, what am I listening to? A-bidah.
Makes you sound dumb.
Like, a-bidah,
it does.
A-bidah, right?
When you're listening to yourself, you don't speak as quickly.
That's right.
Maria from San Jose would never do that.
Never.
She's known on eBay as the Stylister. Hi, Maria. What's your question or comment?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you all doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I'm calling because I looked at the summer seller update, and I decided to make the leap. And I took your advice, Griff, and I removed the restocking fees. I'm now doing 30-day returns, and I'm going to be accepting. I'm going to be paying for the returns as well.
Okay.
Now, currently, I am in the global shipping program. My question is, and it's not for domestic, I have no issue, but I want to know what, how will that affect my international sales? Like, would it be, I am a little, like, I didn't think about it until, it kind of struck me. I thought to myself, if I sell something, you know, to Siberia and it's like a $75 return on a $30 item, you know, I mean, clearly I would just tell them, keep it. But I would like to know, am I within, does a return come through the global shipping program, or how does that work?
So currently, and this is not ideal, but currently, if a buyer, an international buyer, wants to return an item, they have to open a case with eBay. This is not going to impact you. The reason why they have to open a case with eBay is because It's the only way that the costs can be sorted out so that you do not reimburse the buyer the entire amount, because the entire amount of their payment constituted a payment to you and a payment to eBay for the international leg of the shipping. So the way that gets handled is they open a case and say, I just want to return the item. And then you would end up refunding only the price of the item and any shipping paid to Kentucky Warehouse. And the eBay reimburses them the rest.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. That's why I always tell sellers, if you have a buyer, international buyer who purchased an item through the Global Shipping Program and wants to return it, have them open a case, and it's not going to impact your it's not going to impact your seller status at all. It just is the right way, or the only way, to do this correctly right now, so that the buyer gets their full refund and the seller isn't paying out money that they never collected, because you never collected money for the international leg or any customs or duties. That was eBay collected that.
Okay, awesome. And you know what's funny is I had a situation through the Global Shipping Program about a year ago in which I received an item from a UK shipper. It was a Global Shipping Program purchase. It came in, the item was damaged, and they said, you know, it was literally a $3 item, and the zipper just did not exist. It was completely damaged. So I sent them an image immediately, and what they did was they refunded me, but I never got the shipping refund. So then when I contacted eBay, I had to contact eBay about three different times in order to get, it was like a $20 refund.
Right.
And this was I know for a fact it was about a year ago now. So, but it's interesting because I was the other end on it, and I was just curious on how that would work. So I truly appreciate the answer.
Well, I'm glad we helped you today.
Oh, yeah, you guys always help me, even when you're not helping me.
Thank you,
That's
Maria.
That's good to know.
We like that. That's probably the best compliment anybody could receive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
Right.
Our number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you may click on the Contact Us link on your player, on your eBay radio player. Let's go to Gina in Des Moines, New Mexico, classy souls. Hey, Gina, how you doing today? What's your question or comment?
Pretty good, Lee. I guess it's pretty good when you can help somebody when you're not helping them.
Really? I think it's miraculous myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a question about shipping and search boost. And I recently heard that this is one of those rumors, Griff. Just
oh, no, like, here we go. Yeah, okay, tell me what you heard.
Okay, that I guess they're trying to just figure out what the best way to, sort your search, sort your shipping. And so they said if you put FedEx, let's say you offer free shipping for FedEx SmartPost, that is going to decrease your search boost.
Yeah, that's nonsense. This is, again,
okay,
somebody's making up stuff. That's just not true.
Okay, my understanding is that, offer as many options as you can. I don't have a whole lot because I'm out in the toolie, so I could never offer expedited because there's nobody to expedite anything anywhere. But I usually offer maybe first class or FedEx SmartPost plus priority mail or whatever, you know, that way. But if I have to have the priority mail, which would be possibly a cost for the buyer first, then offer the FedEx free shipping second. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to me.
I don't understand what you mean.
If you're offering, let's say, SmartPost, which I do if it's heavier, a heavier item, free shipping for SmartPost, and then I'll give a priority option.
Right. When you're shipping options are not a factor in best match ranking, period. There's a page. Every time you hear one of these rumors, go to eBay and then search in the help and contact area for best match. Just put best match in. There's a page for best practices for sellers, and shipping options are not a factor in best match. Free shipping is a factor, so free shipping may give you a little boost. Ultimately, it's going to be the cost of shipping and the cost of the item, but we know free shipping can give you a little boost in best match. Buyers love free shipping. If you're offering one option that's free shipping, then it's going to help your listing. If you have other options that are that you're charging for, then it's a buyer choice, but it's still going to you're offering one of the options is free shipping. That's going to be considered a free shipping option, so it's going to help you a little bit in best match. Not a lot, but it's a boost.
Okay, and then I have a semi, it's not related, never mind. So then I have another question, and it's about bullets. And you guys talk about bullets, putting bullets in the item description a lot. My understanding is that Google doesn't like bullets, but I just looked up Neiman Marcus and Barney's, and they're all using bullets.
Yeah, I don't.
And if
myth that started a long time
well,
ago.
Well, it's not necessarily a myth, because on their page, their documentation says that the bulleted lists, they don't like. But again, it's Google. They don't tell eBay or anyone how they select items for shopping. That's their black box algorithm. You're never going to get a straight answer from them. So I've noticed, too, that people that have bulleted lists, their items show up in shopping, so I wouldn't worry about it. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling, and call us 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K. Terapeak.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 410.
An eBay store is a rite of passage for every eBay seller. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word, and explains why you need an eBay store.
There's the savings associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly-by-night sellers. You give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Our lines are free and open right now, and you can call maybe with the secret void and get a prize. You just have to call at 888-723-4630.
You hear that?
What's
that's
that?
A $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast.
Really?
For shipping supplies.
Hmm.
To answer the question, what is the song that has the lyrics for the buyers and the sellers who are no different fellers than what I profess to be?
No one's called in.
No, they have not. But you know who's called again? Ron had something else he needed to ask you real quick. Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, what's your question or comment?
It's regarding military FPO addresses, Griff.
Yep.
I've got an item that's low priced that's being sold with free shipping. It came back to a military address, and it didn't go through global shipping because they don't accept, apparently, military addresses. So when I try to sell it, I mean, buy postage for it, if I use any of the options, it brings the price up because I have to, the options for signature, etc. It brings the price up out of media and first class status, and then the price is more, the postage winds up being more than the item is worth. So my question is, and we don't get a warning of this until the item is sold and you're trying to print the label, is there anything, or should there be anything that we as a seller can do beforehand so that we're aware of this situation and can either, say, ship to a U.S. address or a foreign address or something of that nature?
So what you can do is you can, when you're listing an item, it's you can state in the shipping, you can choose different options for different places. So, for example, I'm just going down to the shipping area now. So you can say, let's see, how do you do this here? Has this been changed? Explain to me again how this is, what's the item, how much is it worth, and
it was $9 with free shipping. The item is worth $6.
Yeah.
Free shipping is $2 and change. And it's a CD is all it is. Mm-hmm. Now, so I selected it as a global shipping. Everything of mine is global shipping.
So but here's what you do.
Okay.
So what you do is when you're setting up an item, you can, there's something called rate tables now, and you can use that. So you create or edit a rate table, and there's an option for AFO, APO, FPO, and you can put in the prices that will charge for, the buyer. This is military mail, we'll see, and you can set one for economy, standard, expedited in one day, but you're gonna have to research those rates so that you,
okay.
But you can set those up as a rate card. You can also still use, calculated or flat rate shipping for domestic. So, you can use those together. That should solve your problem.
That will. Thanks, Griff. I never even thought of rate tables.
Well, they're brand new. They're brand new. So it's.
I'm going to have to research them, but that's great. Terrific. That answers my question.
Well, there
you
go.
Sorry to aggravate you again.
No. We're not aggravated.
We're happy you called.
Well, I'm taking advantage calling twice.
Well, you know what? No one else is calling, so good for you.
What the heck? We'll let you right in. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay.
We appreciate your call. Hey, don't forget to register ASAP for eBay Open 2017. Coming up July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. It's the seller event of the year featuring the eBay education and inspiration of many live broadcasts of eBay Radio. Three of them, right, Griff?
We're going to
do three.
Yeah.
And Vegas, baby. Spaces are limited, so hurry on over to eBay Open 2017. eBayOpen2017.com. And sign up and come and join us in Las Vegas. You know, the MGM Grand has a history of MGM movies and stuff. There's a movie theater there.
Of course.
Pictures of famous people, all kinds of history there. It's a lot of fun. in and of itself.
Right.
You know, so.
So I'm, we're debating whether we're going to fly or drive to Las Vegas this time.
Oh, I love the drive to Las Vegas.
Well, it's a little bit different for us, although we do go to, we would go to Bakersfield and then head over. So it may be not too different.
So you would be staying in Bakersfield?
No, we do it all in one. We would get very, it's about an 8 or 9 hour drive
for us. Oh my
God, with
stops. You don't want to do that. Spend the night someplace halfway. Drive 4 hours and spend the night, honey.
That's difficult for us.
Oh, okay.
He's in a, you know.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
And we are dragging our machine. No, we'd have to get there in one day.
Okay,
so.
All right. I get it.
I think the advantage is that he can bring his scooter if we go. We still haven't decided. We don't know. We'll see.
Well, we adore the ride. And if you do it, stop every 2 hours. Get yourself some iced tea and go potty and then get, you know, stretch your legs, get back in the car. It's just, you know, I get
Oh, he would help with the driving. He can drive.
Oh, that's good.
Right. He still has his right leg, so he can drive.
That's good.
He's still got his right leg.
God bless him.
Sounds horrible, right?
I know.
What can you do?
Yeah, we always drive, but it's easy, you know.
Yeah.
It's an easier drive for San Diego.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies in the online community since 1999. Coming up, big projects right here on eBay Radio in our third hour. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook. Subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.